morning.
Waldo Dave, Dave Reddix, is outside of San Francisco. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Brent. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm really pleased to meet both of you. And before we get back to 420, let me go back to 1971 at San Rafael High School. You were the Waldos. Where does the name Waldo come from?
Well, we used to sit on this wall in the middle of the campus there, Steve and I and three other guys. Then we just started referring, you know, say, I'll meet you at the wall, and we just became the Waldos.
The Waldos were a group of very, very funny guys, constantly coming up with it. 420 was only the tip of the iceberg. We had hundreds
of... Steve, let him ask the questions.
Okay.
You guys are both doing great, but when you were Waldos, what kind of guys were you then? I'm picturing you like Jeff Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Exactly not. Definitely not slackers. We're not Cheech and Chong. These guys were all fit, alert, intelligent.
Some of the guys you could call us intellectual stoners.
Some of the guys were football players, respectable cross-country mountain runners. One of us, a double honor student in accounting. One of the guys is actually the son of a narcotics officer, believe it or not. But everybody fit, intelligent, and active. So definitely, absolutely not slackers, the opposite of what you would think.
And the 420 story starts with a treasure map. Tell me about that map.
Yeah, I was on the wall one day, and a buddy of ours named Bill, he had a brother that was in the United States Coast Guard. So his brother, or brother-in-law, and some of his other Coast Guard members were actually growing some pot. And they had somehow figured out that their commanding officer was on to them, and they didn't want to get busted, so they decided to abandon this plot of marijuana and drew a map and gave us permission to pick it.
Steve showed me the map, and he said, hey, we've got to go check this out. You know, it was in the fall of 71. We all decided we would meet at 4:20 p.m. on campus in front of the statue of Louis Pasteur. So we met there, we got high, and then we hopped in Steve's 1966 Impala, and we drove out there seeking to find this patch.
We would remind each other in the hallways. We'd see each other in school, and we would salute each other, remind each other that we were going to meet at the statue of Louis Pasteur at 4:20. So we'd say, 4:20, Louis. And then eventually, over a period of weeks, we drop Louis. We just look at each other and smile and say, 4:20. It's a reminder to meet at the statue and go smoke. But after a few weeks, when we actually didn't find the plot of marijuana, we still used 420 as our secret code.
Well, I'd say, hey, Steve, you got any 420?
And our teachers didn't know what we were talking about, our coaches, our parents. So it became our secret joke.
So
the joke just spread. It became a joke for the world.
So it was an excellent code for you guys. But then how did 420 spread from outside of the campus of your high school to the world at large?
It spread a bunch of different ways. One, a lot of us had younger brothers that picked up on it.
Right.
The succeeding classes picked up on it. A couple of the Waldos had ties to the Grateful Dead. So
yeah, like my brother Patrick was a manager to Phil Lesh's couple of side bands, and I was a roadie equipment guy for them. And I used to use that term with him and those guys all the time. I'm not sure if it spread through that, but who knows?
The thing is that for a long time, no one could really pinpoint the true origin of it. I mean, everyone knew what 420 stood for, but no one could actually tell for sure where it came from. What did you think when you heard people trying to struggle through to figure out what was the origin?
We were both shaking our heads and going, you know, we both felt like Chauncey Gardner in being there. We started something that, on a whim that turned into a worldwide phenomenon, and, you know, we were just kind of blown away.
Some educators out there are asking parents to use 420 to talk to their kids about pot. What did you tell your own kids about 420 and your role in it?
My daughter knows. She doesn't care. She's a very, very straight kid. She has no interest in it, but she thinks it's a whole funny story. She enjoys it.
Dave?
I have no kids, so I am a kid.
Do you still smoke pot today?
I personally smoke it occasionally. I've never, you know, advocated the use of marijuana, but it works for me. Hey.
Do you think anybody ever found that plot of pot down in Point Reyes?
Doubt it.
Doubt it. We were the only ones that had the map.
Waldo Dave, Waldo Steve, nice to meet you.
Can I do one more thing for you? Can I do a little Robert Stack intro for the story in case you want to use it?
Dave, go ahead. I'd love to hear it.
All right. Our 20's been an unsolved mystery for over 40 years. Now the fathers of 420, the Waldos, have stepped forward with proof that they started a worldwide phenomenon. If you or anyone you know has ever wondered how it all started, stay tuned.
Waldo Steve, Waldo Dave, great talking to you. Give my best to the other Waldos, and thanks a lot.
Thank you, and goodbye, and happy 420.
Thank you. Happy 420.